This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, June 10. Cloud of Witnesses. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 11. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. Since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Each year, our church community holds a solemn celebration. We set up tables at the front of the church and place unlit candles on them. Church members come forward with photos of loved ones who have died. One by one, people approach the microphone, announce the name of a loved one, and light a candle. Sometimes they also share a story. We've lit candles for grandmothers who died of natural causes, young men killed on the streets, babies lost to miscarriage, and loved ones taken by overdoses. Each name carries a story. Each candle represents a life that touched ours. God's family includes not only we who are living right now, but also the many who came before us and who have gone on to eternity. They live on in the stories we tell, and it's important to stop and remember them. In Hebrews 11, we find many examples of people who make up the great cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. All of these examples encourage us to walk in faith. We all do well to pause and remember. Who came before you? Who inspired you? Who are the people for whom you are grateful, knowing that God sent them to be part of your faith journey? Take a moment to name them and to thank God for each one. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for all who have gone before us, paving the way with faith and sacrifice. May their legacy inspire us to walk humbly and serve others, reflecting your love and grace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.